We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Isten hozot, magnanimous viewers. Isten hozot means welcome in Hungarian, a language spoken by around 15 million people in Hungary and other countries throughout the world. It's a pleasure to have you with us today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835, Australia, New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basakon Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarenda Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarenda TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jimenez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Horatel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Ilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guoshong Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialiang Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xingyun'an Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda, and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Speak for the Child supports the caregivers of children without parents in Kenya. In good governance news, the United Kingdom expands programs which provide cash incentives to eat healthier and stop smoking. In ecology news, Serbia expects an increase in organic farming. Please stay with us for all this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, February 20th, is the birthday of the prominent Venezuelan harpist and composer Juan Vicente Torrealba Perez. Born in 1917 in Caracas, Venezuela, Mr. Torrealba has toured internationally and made significant contributions to the music of the country. He has created approximately 130 recordings and written more than 300 works. Some of the most well-known are Only with Stars, Dance of the Spring, and Romantic Concert. Our many thanks, Mr. Juan Vicente Torrealba Perez, for the happiness you bring to listeners through your elevating music. We wish you a joyful and melodious birthday with loved ones.
Flyer News, Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association Relief News Update from Colombia. Severe and widespread floods occurring since the end of 2010 have affected some 2 million people while claiming at least 311 lives as well as countless animals. Supreme Master Television reports from the worst affected Northern Magdalena Department of Colombia.
Como ustedes pueden ver, toda esta zona sigue inundada. Se vio afectado debido a que el río Magdalena colapsó uno de los diques. El agua por esta razón ha ingresado prácticamente a todo el municipio, afectando a muchas familias que han quedado sin cultivos y sin lugar donde vivir y sin casas en donde poder dormir.
El suelo colapsó.
Traían de mí, la casa está hundida. Y nada, tengo que ir a la cocina, todo el patio inundado, mosquitos amontonados, que eso no tiene uno donde estar.
Hay veces que los niños se acuestan sin comer porque no tienen con qué comer.
Conveying her sorrowful prayers and condolences on November 20, Supreme Master Ching Hai had donated $20,000 in emergency relief and asked that our association members please go to help the most in need. This amount could purchase $101,000 in urgent materials if obtained in the United States based on Colombia's cost of living. She also set aside another $1,000 for the relief team's travel expenses.
After first distributing food packages to 550 families in the Santa Ana municipality, the relief team then traveled to Remolinos, where another 700 desperate families received packages of rice, beans, oil, wheat flour, sugar, and other needed staples.
Ahora están muy contentos, muy felices, porque gracias a que la maestra Ching Hai amorosamente envió alimentación para estas familias que están prácticamente abandonadas debido a las lluvias, ahora están felices porque ya tienen alimentación, ya tienen realmente algo que comer.
Que le damos gracias por estos mercados y que ojalá Dios la colme de muchas bendiciones, porque se ha acordado de los damnificados.
Reportando para Supreme Master Television desde el departamento de Magdalena, Colombia.
Join in thanks for Supreme Master Ching Hai's caring assistance to the Colombian people and the dedicated help of our association's relief team. May the flood-affected soon be able to rebuild their lives as such disasters are lessened through humanity's greater respect for all beings and the ecosphere.
Japanese volcano continues to erupt. On Friday evening, February 18th, the Mount Shima volcano on the border of Kagoshima and Miyazaki prefectures in Japan erupted for the first time in 4 days, ejecting smoke as high as 3,000 meters. The eruption, which is also the 12th since the volcano became active last month, caused red-hot rocks and lava to spill from its peak, and debris, including rocks and ash, were ejected up to 1 kilometer away from the crater center. Several volcanic earthquakes and a powerful shockwave known as air vibration were also reported. This activity came 1 day after officials in the city of Miyakonojo in Miyazaki Prefecture had issued a precautionary evacuation advisory to 2,520 residents as rainfall mixed with ash from Mount Shimo raised the risk of mudslides. Our appreciation for the precautionary initiatives of the Japanese officials as we express our gladness for the safety of the affected people. May such dangerous events subside through humanity's concerted efforts to stabilize the ecosphere through our kinder regard for all beings.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Russian president calls for inter-ethnic unity. Speaking at a council event in the Republic of Bashkortostan, one of the most ethnically diverse in Russia, President Dmitry Medvedev encouraged all cultures toward the shared respect of a unified nation. He also called on media members to ensure a constructive tone in their use of vocabulary and language, saying that education is also key to promoting acceptance. The president said that materials such as school books as well as teaching approaches must be revised, along with efforts to increase literacy rates, a matter that he hopes to address by introducing a new bill soon. In addition, the president expressed his support of multiculturalism not only in Russia but throughout Europe, highlighting the success of Bashkortostan, where 130 nationalities live cordially side by side.
Должна быть некая общая история, общие традиции, но в то же время отказываться от своих корней для этого не обязательно и говорить о том, что если ты не встроился в мейнстрим, то эти традиции должны быть уничтожены. Это очень опасная вещь. Я думаю, что европейцы должны это понимать, а мы тем более, потому что количество народов у нас существенно больше, чем в большинстве государств Европы.
I appreciate your excellency for these beneficial goals that bring together people while improving lives. Blessed be such efforts to encourage tranquil relations of respect among people of all cultures in Russia and around the world.
Family alcoholism can lead to next-generation obesity. A study by researchers at Washington University School of Medicine in Missouri, USA, has found that people with family histories of alcoholism were more likely to be obese themselves, especially women. The study also showed that the link between the two is getting stronger, with the risk of becoming obese for those with alcoholism in their family being higher in this decade than last. Study author Dr. Richard Gruza stated that this amplified risk could go beyond genetic predisposition to being influenced by environmental changes, such as different choices of food. He went on to say that much of what is consumed today, especially the combination of sugar, salt, and fat, affects the same area of the brain as addictive drugs and alcohol. Many thanks, Dr. Gruza and Washington University School of Medicine Associates, for your work showing a link between familial alcoholism and obesity. May such awareness foster an ever quicker change to alcohol-free lifestyles to offer greater legacies of health to our children.
Some of the tragic tolls of alcohol.
2.3 million alcohol-related deaths per year worldwide.
In Australia alone, 70% of adults are negatively impacted by another's drinking, with 43% affected by physical or verbal abuse. Over 100 British children each week call a hotline to express concern about their parents' alcohol and drug use. Cost of alcohol-related illnesses, $186.4 billion US dollars in the United States, $210 to $665 billion US dollars globally. Disease.
Higher amounts of alcohol increase the cancer risk. Even half a glass of wine daily increases the risk of mouth or throat cancer by 168%. Cancer of the liver, breast, colon, esophagus, rectum.
Liver disease, cardiovascular disease, metal toxicity, brain damage, amnesia and dementia, brain shrinkage, organ failure, heart, liver, kidneys, stomach, pancreas, eyes.
Birth defects, children afflicted by anxiety and depression, mental retardation, fetal alcohol syndrome, stunted growth, facial deformity, sudden infant death syndrome, miscarriage.
Alcohol-related violence, child abuse, 50% of cases, violence toward loved ones, 30% of cases, violent acts, 40 to 80% of cases, suicides, 20 to 50% of cases, plus more.
For help quitting, please visit... For more urgent information, please visit suprememastertv.com/killers.
Japanese government suspends whaling. Thanks to the efforts of organizations such as Sea Shepherd Conservation Society, the Japanese government has announced it will stop its whale hunt for an undetermined amount of time. Every year, during the whale hunting season, Sea Shepherd activist ships inhabit the same waters as the whalers to protect the marine mammals from being caught and ultimately killed.
In an interview with Supreme Master Television, Captain Paul Watson of Sea Shepherd, who has also been honored with a Shining World Hero Award from Supreme Master Qinghai, comments on the sentient nature of these gentle giants of the sea.
I've been involved with opposing whaling operations for 40 years, and certainly the whales that we have seen that have been killed are in extreme agony. These are very highly intelligent, sensitive creatures, and there's certainly no doubt at all. We've heard them scream. It's probably one of the cruelest slaughters of any wildlife species on the planet because it takes so long to kill a whale.
Although there has been a commercial whaling moratorium in effect since the 1980s, an exception to the law allows for the hunting of whales for research purposes, which often leads to exploiting the animals for meat.
All we have to do really is uphold international conservation law. We have all the rules, regulations, and treaties we need to protect whales, but we have a lack of economic and political motivation on the part of governments to uphold those laws. So that's why non-government organizations are forced to go in there and do the job that governments refuse to do.
It is possible that more than 850 minke whales will be saved this season by the halt in whaling. In a recent interview with the Australian Broadcasting Corporation, or ABC Network, Captain Watson stated the group's mission very simply, as he said, "Every whale saved is a victory to us."
We offer our gratitude and respect to Captain Watson and the other brave and resolute members of Sea Shepherd Conservation International for your efforts that have preserved the lives of these precious, intelligent, and sensitive sea mammals. May the day come soon that a complete and permanent ban on whaling is enacted throughout the world.
For its courageous and compassionate endeavors, Supreme Master Qinghai is sending a letter of special thanks and offering Sea Shepherd Conservation International $50,000 to further its noble work. Supreme Master Qinghai has often spoken about the tremendously benevolent whales, as during a November 2009 video conference in the United States, and in a more recent conference on February 9th, revealed insight on the whales and other animals' high level of God quality through the following top 12 ranking.
For example, the highest in the animal kingdoms are dogs. And the second are whales.
Wow.
Third, dolphin. Number four, birds like parrots. Number five, pigeons. Number six, rabbit. Number seven, cows. Number eight, deer. Number nine, tortoise. Number 10, penguin. Number 11 is peacock. Number 12 are the seals. People built some small temple along the coast, many of them, to worship the whales because they want to show gratitude to the whales. Many of the boat people have been rescued by whales from the stormy sea or from a capsized boat. The whales rescue them in number. Since time immemorial, the Vietnamese people always build temples in gratitude to the whales. And these are the true story. Not only they bless us invisibly, they also rescue people at sea. These animals, they were born here in order to balance it, to help us, to fill in the void of love that we lost through our inconsiderate actions. but sadly, we kill them. If we can contact some of the best animal telepathic communicators, they will tell you that whales are the greatest love. I have told about different quality of love of different animals, and whales and seals are one of the few number one in loving power. So if we kill these beings, we really killing ourselves. Now, if we let them live, then they will be able to bring back to Earth the powerful, unconditional love, and they do their noble mission knowingly.
Activists pardoned by Mauritanian president following their detainment in mid-December 2010 for their intervention in a human trafficking case, 6 persons have been freed. Human rights organizations including Amnesty International, Anti-Slavery International and Change.org members had joined together and called on the Mauritanian government to release the activists immediately. A pardon was issued this past week by Mauritanian President Mohamed Ould Abdelaziz, and all 6 have now been released. We join in gladness for the safe freedom of the 6 human rights activists, and we thank all the international organizations for your concerned voice that assisted in securing their release. With heaven's grace, may the day come soon that we unite as one humanity in shared understanding and brotherly love.
15 rescued from capsized ship. In the early hours of Thursday, February 17, a tourist vessel suddenly began to sink in Ha Long Bay of northeastern Olac, or Vietnam. According to a report by the Vietnam News Agency, 15 passengers and crew members on board managed to jump into the water and were rescued by nearby ships, while 12 of the passengers, many of whom were foreign visitors, unfortunately did not have time to escape as they had been asleep in their cabins. Expressing their condolences and concern, Olaxese or Vietnamese officials have begun an investigation to find out how the tragedy occurred. We are thankful for the helping hands that saved 15 lives as we send our deepest sympathies to the loved ones of the unfortunate victims. Wishing the surviving passengers and crew members many moments of life's appreciation in the cherished company of family and friends.
Save our planet. Relentless drought puts Chinese at risk. China is experiencing the worst drought in crucial agricultural areas in 60 years, with Shandong province potentially facing the worst drought in 200 years if rains fail to materialize by the end of this month. The situation is so severe that the UN Food and Agriculture Organization released a warning that the drought is threatening the winter wheat crop of the world's largest wheat producer and also creating shortages of drinking water. Given the number of people needing sustenance across the country, the global grain markets could be also affected if precipitation patterns fail to improve and China is forced to purchase grain from abroad. Food prices have also been increasing in China, despite officials' assurances that there is ample supply to meet demand.
Fortunately, 90% of China's wheat harvest is spring wheat, which is planted in March and harvested in June, providing time for improvements in the situation. The government has also announced an allocation of $15 billion in an effort to assist farmers in coping with the situation, with other attempts to mitigate the dry conditions, including the drilling of additional wells for irrigation and seeding clouds to encourage precipitation.
Our prayers, farmers and people of China, for ample rain to bless the region, and many thanks for the Chinese government's efforts to help. May we step in concerted endeavors towards sustainable lifestyles that support abundant harvests for people worldwide.
Speaking during a September 2009 video conference in Peru, with concern for the plight of those enduring the tolls of climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai reminded of the critical actions needed immediately to restore our planetary balance and abundance.
The truth is, we are already not able to handle such situations. In places where global warming is already reaching extreme degrees, some countries and communities have to cope with worsened drought situations. There's not enough water to raise crops or even to drink. Their rivers and lakes are drying up or completely gone. We are not ready for the changes that are coming. All the leading scientists we have spoken to tell us one and the same, that we must handle it now, not tomorrow. The smartest way would be to stop the worsening of global warming by being vegan. It sounds very simple, but it is the best solution, the most effective, and the effect of it will be felt almost immediately. Moreover, the problems we already face now, such as the warming atmosphere, water shortage, food scarcity, desertification, we can quickly eliminate by stopping meat production. Stop it now. No further.
Save Our Planet. UK government forsakes plans to sell public forest. As confirmed by British Environment Secretary Caroline Spelman, previous plans to sell 258,000 hectares of England's public forests have been set aside upon hearing the calls of the public. Following a statement on Wednesday, February 16th by Prime Minister David Cameron, who said that he was not satisfied with the idea of privatising the forest, Secretary Spelman offered a public apology, saying, "I am sorry, we got this one wrong, but we have listened to people's concerns." She also said, "If there is one clear message, it is that people cherish their forests and woodlands and the benefits that they bring." A big bravo and our thanks, Secretary Spelman and the Government of the United Kingdom, for your decision to continue as stewards of your nation's public forests. May British citizens everywhere enjoy their refreshing beauty and balance and come to cherish these gifts of nature even more.
As Bahraini Crown Prince Salman bin Hamad Al Khalifa's call for the military and police to leave the streets results in their departure, protesters returned to where they had been peacefully gathered, and the Crown Prince asked for continued calm so that a day of mourning could be announced for fellow citizens who lost their lives. Meanwhile, the nation's main federation of trade unions initiates a strike in protest of the violent response to the unrest.
Demonstrations and unrest are emerging in a growing number of countries across northern Africa and the Middle East, with protesters sometimes facing military and police as they call for government reforms that include improvements in housing, job opportunities, democracy, assistance facing rising costs, and respect for basic human rights, such as the right to freedom of expression. Among these countries are Algeria, Djibouti, Iraq, Kuwait, Libya, Morocco, Jordan, Oman, and Saudi Arabia.
In Saudi Arabia, people hold a silent march that calls for the release of prisoners detained without trial. While in Libya, protesters gained a presence in several cities after an estimated 200 persons were killed when army and police officers became allies in their call for a constitutional democracy, while some political leaders appealed for international intervention to avoid further loss of life.
In Iran, senior officers of the nation's Revolutionary Guards write a letter to commanding officer Major General Mohammad Ali Jafari asking for his help in ensuring that no violence would be used against the protesters, while pledging themselves that they will not harm fellow Iranian citizens seeking to express legitimate concerns.
Global leaders continue to call for the respect of human rights as they also speak out against the use of violence by all parties in protests that have spread across the Middle East and Northern Africa. Among them are UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Navi Pillay, British Foreign Minister William Hague, European Union Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton, Australian Foreign Minister Kevin Rudd, German President Christian Wolff, Turkish Foreign Ministry Spokesperson Sadık Una, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, Iranian Foreign Ministry Director of the Persian Gulf and Middle East Department Hossein Amir Abdullahian, Kuwaiti Members of Parliament, and Secretary General of the Islamic Conference Agni Laden, Isa Nulo. Meanwhile, the British government revokes all arms export licenses to Bahrain in an effort to ensure that British munitions will not be used against the Bahraini people.
With Dutch and French-speaking political parties in Belgium having been unable to form a unity government during the 8 months since elections were held, demonstrations take place across the country, with citizens calling for both parties to reunite and govern together.
Save Our Planet. Saying that neglecting the environment is as fatal as the outcome of war, Deputy Director General Najibullah Yamin of Afghanistan's National Environment Protection Agency announces the launch of a program to first document and then mitigate the country's greenhouse gas emissions.
Save Our Planet. Groups comprised of local community volunteers in Nepal help protect rhinoceros from illegal poaching on the borders of Chitwan National Park in an effort to help recover populations from decline suffered in recent decades.
Save Our Planet. According to agricultural financial firm Rabobank, bee colony failures in recent years have increased to an annual rate of 30-35%, causing rising concern among farmers since nearly a third of the world's crop yields depend on their help for pollination.
Warning news. Researchers at the University of Western Australia find that damage to the brain's grey matter and loss of cognitive function occurs at a higher rate for the elderly who smoke than for non-smokers.
Hello, I'm Uku de Paco, and I'm following an air-protecting animal-free diet. I'm here with a tip of the day from Karen Supreme Master Ching Hai. There are stands to hold dogs' or cats' balls adjustable to their height. It's more comfy for your beloved pets having not to bow down while eating or drinking. They will surely appreciate this extra TLC from your lab. Thank you so much, beloved Supreme Master Ching Hai, for your wonderful advice. And thank you, loyal viewers, for your attention. Thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet. Now, the worldwide weather.
In humanitarian news, Speak for the Child helps Kenyan caregivers. The program is part of the non-governmental organization Academy for Educational Development. It provides training to mentors who then assist those that are taking care of children without parents. Areas focused on include health, emotional well-being, nutrition, and education. The project serves to the needs of approximately 50,000 children under the age of 15 in Nyanza Coast and Western Provinces. Our sincere gratitude, Speak for the Child and Academy for Educational Development, for your multifaceted assistance. May your kind efforts offer necessary support and encouragement to gentle Kenyan individuals, bringing brighter tomorrows with God's abundant grace.
In good governance news, the United Kingdom expands a project which provides cash incentives to eat healthier and stop smoking. The government announced a plan offering designated families vouchers of £50 or $80, which can be exchanged for fruit and vegetables. Successful programs that have been held included one that paid participants up to £425 or $662 to reach their weight loss goals and maintain the new lower weight for 24 months. It resulted in an average loss of 6.8 kilograms or £15 for participants. Another encouraged expectant mothers to give up smoking in exchange for £12 or $19.50 per week. Kudos, British government, on taking such innovative approaches to improving public health. May all people adopt life-enhancing habits which lead to greater well-being.
Up next on Noteworthy News, Serbia could have 75% of her agricultural land used for organic farming within 3 years. We'll let the cat out and come right back. Stay tuned for more caring news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, benevolent news for a generous world. In ecology news, Serbia expects an increase in organic farming. Mr. Igor Novakovic of the Serbia Investment and Export Promotion Agency, SIEPA, stated that the market for sustainable food is growing as young people are wanting to eat healthy food. According to Mr. Novakovic, 75% of agricultural land in the country could be used for organic food production within 3 years. In addition, Mr. Novakovic added that chemicals such as fertilizers and pesticides have not been used on the soil in some places for as long as 20 years, making the land easier to be certified organic more quickly. What good news, Mr. Igor Novakovic. May Serbia be blessed with a prosperous organic vegan industry for the betterment of the people and the planet.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Malay entitled Crying Baby.
Seorang bayi dilahirkan. Setiap tengah malam, bayi itu sentiasa menangis dan si istri sentiasa mengejutkan suaminya. Bangunlah sayang, pergi lihat kenapa bayi menangis. Kemudian, selepas mengikuti panduan buku penjagaan bayi, akhirnya si suami berjaya menidurkan bayinya. Tapi, pada tengah malam, si istri mengejutkan suaminya lagi. Bangunlah sayang, pergi lihat kenapa bayi tak nangis.
And now for a heartline from best-selling author, speaker, health and life coach Victoria Moran, who is featured on Supreme Master Television's Vegetarian Elite.
This is the most beautiful thing anyone has ever done about my work in all the years I've been doing it. I don't know what to say except thank you. And I hope that these lovely programs you've put together will go out into the world and save animals and people. Please let everyone at Supreme Master TV know how much I appreciate their efforts and how grateful I am to have been chosen to be featured on your wonderful channel. Wishing you blessings, Victoria from the United States.
Gracious Victoria, it was an honor and delight to feature your work on Vegetarian Elite. Seeing your inner radiance and vibrant personality will surely help many people realize that the plant-based lifestyle is very cool indeed. Thank you so much for your good wish. Abundant blessings to you too, and with all our love.
Do you have a heartline today? We very much appreciate your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to Heartline at SupremeMasterTV.com, the address on your screen, or visit SupremeMasterTV.com/Heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
Now we say Isten Veletek, which means goodbye in Hungarian.
May your path be adorned with heavenly wonders.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov makes a landmark UK visit in an effort to rebuild ties, where he and British Foreign Secretary William Hague agree to reestablish a communication hotline and emphasize efforts toward steady improvement in their relations.
New York, USA, taxi driver Zubru Jalo returns over $75,000 of valuables left in his car by customer John James and reluctantly accepts a $1,000 reward from Mr. James for his sincere actions, for which he gives credit to his Muslim faith. Praising him as a good Muslim, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Mr. Zubru Jalo with the Shining World Honesty Award, along with $1,000 for his own use.
Nippon Basic Company of Japan announces plans to expand production in Bangladesh of the CycloClean, a bicycle that can purify water by pedaling so that remote villages and disaster victims have a convenient means of producing clean drinking water.
Through the discovery of artifacts at the 18th century Y-Orangey Greenhouse in Maryland, USA, archaeologists conclude that Africans brought to the U.S. who worked at the greenhouse played a previously unrecognized role as skilled technicians in growing exotic plants.
Indonesian officials successfully locate and arrest a man who had been selling animal parts illegally online, some from endangered species, warning of the same treatment to others as the country endeavors to offer greater protection to wildlife.
In the spirit of aloha, the Hawaiian word for love or peace, Hawaiian legislators pass a bill that permits same-sex civil unions, giving gay and lesbian couples the same rights and benefits as those of conventional marriage partners.
Designated by the Islamic Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or ISESCO, as one of three Islamic cultural capitals, the city of Tlemcen, Algeria, is preparing for visitors from 40 countries to be able to enjoy its historic mosques and other exhibitions.
In seeing a stranded and injured wildebeest on Kenya's Maasai River during its annual migration, a male hippopotamus comes to the rescue by lifting the wildebeest from the rocks and gently releasing the injured animal into a deeper section of river.
In Oklahoma, USA, local firefighters are able to save the life of Black Labrador canine Bud thanks to a special oxygen mask for pets donated by 7th grade student Alyssa Johnson.
Researchers at the U.S. National Cancer Institute report in a new study published in the Archives of Internal Medicine that men and women who consume a high-fiber diet reduce their mortality risk by 22% compared to those eating less fiber.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.supremastertv.com/NWN.